At this time, President Barack Obama, Secretary Chuck Hagel, Mrs. Lilibet Hagel, General Martin Dempsey, and Mrs. Deanie Dempsey will pay tribute to the lives lost at the Pentagon and on American Airlines Flight 77 on September 11th, 2001, by placing a wreath at the zero-age line of the Pentagon Memorial. Please direct your attention to the Pentagon Memorial flagpole located at the entrance to the memorial. In honor of Patriot Day and in remembrance of the 184 lives lost at the Pentagon, the flag is flying at half staff. Ladies and gentlemen, the National Anthem of the United States, performed by the Army Brass Quintet. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States Army Chief of Chaplains, Major General Donald Rutherford.
Let us pray together. Eternal God, source and creator of all life, from the depths we have called to you, we call to you again for courage, for strength and wisdom in this anniversary of our nation's tragedy. We know that there is no prayer with the power to change the past, so we pray that our pain would not cloud our hopes or crush our spirits. So we remember, help us to return not only to our hurt, but also to your divine providence and inspiration. Be our source of strength, of healing and comfort, even as our wounds still ache. Be our source of hope and guidance, and renew in us the desire to live well and to serve faithfully. Be our source of peace. Make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, we may sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. This we pray in holy and blessed name. Amen.
Amen. 12 years ago, at 9:37 a.m., the Pentagon was attacked. Please join us in observing a moment of silence to remember those who perished. Ladies and gentlemen, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey.
Mr. President, Secretary of Defense, distinguished guests, thank you all for being here. My wife, Deanie, and I offer a very special welcome to the families and friends of those we lost on these grounds 12 years ago today. Some of you may know that inside these Pentagon walls, near the point of impact of Flight 77, several colorful quilts hang on display. These quilts were handmade by dozens of Americans from across the country in the aftermath of the attacks by both seasoned and first-time quilters, young and old alike, fellow citizens who across the distances wanted to wrap their arms around those who survived. They wanted to honor the selfless efforts of responders and ordinary Americans who came to the rescue. And they wanted to affirm that our nation's fallen would be forever sewn into our hearts. The 9/11 quilts are as diverse as the people who created them. Some shout out in unity, others whisper in grief. They convey the searing, conflicting emotions that we all felt that day: sadness and solidarity, pain and pride. On one of the quilts, a young student from Springfield, Virginia, wrote these very simple but very profound words: America is still standing strong. September 11th will always stand apart for our country, not because of what we say up here about service and selflessness and sacrifice, courage and character. Of course, it's all of those things. But it's something more. It's what those things say about us as Americans. No acts of terrorism can strike who we are. Nothing can steal away that for which we stand. So today, as we remember the 184 lives that ended here, the many who were injured, and all who perished in New York and in Somerset County, let us hold firmly to those values for which they believed and for which they lived. The best of America, its freedom, its responsibility, and its promise. Let us also honor the generation they inspired to step forward to defend our ideals, a generation of volunteers who fought in Iraq and who still fight in Afghanistan. And let us all reaffirm that we are one nation, indivisible, that America is still standing strong. For as one of our nation's leaders said, we're living at a time where we are truly defining the future for our country and helping others define their futures around the world. It's now my privilege to introduce the man who spoke those words and who lives them steadfastly every day. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation's Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel.
General Dempsey, thank you. Mr. President, distinguished guests, family members, survivors, and first responders, I'm honored to share this podium today with the distinguished leaders that accompany me and who represent the best of our country, and you, who represent the character and the fiber and the strength of America. 12 years ago at this hour, in this place, a horrific act of terror claimed 184 innocent lives. Today, we come together to honor the fallen, surrounded by those who love them. We remember each of those taken from us. We remember them as individuals with their own story. We comfort the loved ones they left behind, who still mourn and grieve despite the passage of time. And our thoughts turn to others whose lives were forever changed by the fateful events that clear September morning, the first responders and survivors whose heroism we celebrate, the Pentagon personnel who came to work the next day with a greater sense of determination than ever before, and the men and women in uniform who have stepped forward to defend our country over 12 long years of war, bearing incredible sacrifices along with their families. In all of these men and women, in all of you, we see the strength, the resilience, and the sense of purpose that have always defined the United States of America. And that, too, is what the American people reflect upon today. For it is in these timeless qualities that we find hope for a better world and a better future. We're honored that President Obama is here to help us commemorate this anniversary. It is my privilege to introduce our Commander-in-Chief, a man who leads our country with compassion, with strength, and wisdom. Ladies and gentlemen, President Barack Obama.
Good morning. From Scripture, we learn of the miracle of restoration. You who have made me see many troubles and calamities will revive me again. From the depths of the earth, you will bring me up again. You will increase my greatness and comfort me again. Secretary Hagel, General Dempsey, members of our armed forces, and most of all, the survivors who bear the wounds of that day and the families of those we lost. It is an honor to be with you here again to remember the tragedy of 12 Septembers ago, to honor the greatness of all who responded, and to stand with those who still grieve, and to provide them some measure of comfort once more. Together we pause and we pray and we give humble thanks as families and as a nation for the strength and the grace that from the depths of our despair has brought us up again, has revived us again, has given us strength to keep on. We pray for the memory of all those taken from us, nearly 3,000 innocent souls. Our hearts still ache for the futures snatched away, the lives that might have been, the parents who would have known the joys of being grandparents, the fathers and mothers who would have known the pride of a child's graduation, the sons and daughters who would have grown, maybe married, and been blessed with children of their own, those beautiful boys and girls just beginning to find their way, who today would have been teenagers and young men and women looking ahead, imagining the mark they'd make on the world. They left this earth. They slipped from our grasp, but it was written, what the heart has once owned and had, it shall never lose. What your family's lost in the temporal, in the here and now, is now eternal. The pride that you carry in your hearts, the love that will never die, your loved one's everlasting place in America's heart. We pray for you, their families who have known the awful depths of loss, and in the quiet moments we have spent together and from the stories that you've shared, I'm amazed at the will that you've summoned in your lives to lift yourselves up and to carry on and to live and love and laugh again. Even more than memorials of stone and water, your lives are the greatest tribute to those that we lost, for their legacy shines on in you. When you smile just like him, when you toss your hair just like her, when you foster scholarships and service projects that bear the name and of those we lost and make a better world, when you join the firehouse or you put on the uniform or you devote yourself to a cause greater than yourself, just like they did, that's a testimony to them. And in your resilience, you've taught us all, there's no trouble we cannot endure and there's no calamity we cannot overcome. We pray for all those who've stepped forward in those years of war, diplomats who serve in dangerous posts, as we saw this day last year in Benghazi, intelligence professionals, often unseen and unheralded, who protect us in every way, our men and women in uniform who defend this country that we love. Today we remember not only those who died that September day, we pay solemn tribute to more than 6,700 patriots who have given their full measure since, military and civilians. We see their legacy in the friendships they forged, the attacks they prevented, the innocent lives they saved, and in their comrades in Afghanistan who are completing the mission and who by the end of next year will have helped to end this war. So this is the path that we've traveled together. These are the wounds that continue to heal. And this is the faith in God and each other that carries us through, that restores us, and that we summon once more each time we come to hallowed ground beside this building, or in a Pennsylvania field, or where the towers once stood. Here, in such moments of grace, we are renewed. And it is here that we reaffirm the values and virtues that must guide us. Let us have the strength to face the threats that endure, different though they may be from 12 years ago, so that as long as there are those who would strike our citizens, we will stand vigilant and defend our nation. Let us have the wisdom to know that while force is at times necessary, force alone cannot build the world we seek. So we recommit to the partnerships and progress that builds mutual respect and deepens trust and allows more people to live in dignity, prosperity, and freedom. Let us have the confidence in the values that make us Americans, which we must never lose, the shining liberties that make us a beacon to the world, the rich diversity that makes us stronger, the unity and commitment to one another that we sustain on this National Day of Service and Remembrance. And above all, let us have the courage, like the survivors and families here today, to carry on no matter how dark the night or how difficult the day. You who have made me see many troubles and calamities will revive me again. And from the depths of the earth, you will bring me up again. You will increase my greatness and you will comfort me again. May God bless the memory of those that we lost. May He comfort you and your families. And may God bless these United States of America.